Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, here we go. Mason and Ireland, and we're only on until 3:30 today. We're going to do the All-NBA teams, then we're going to do Game of Games, and we're going to hand it over to Sliwa and Michael for a pregame for the Lakers. Now, the All-NBA teams this year are incredibly competitive. There are 18 games left. I sent this around to a couple of my friends today, and we all came back with different things. So I'm going to try and do this in a way that will make it easy to understand. I think there's a couple of people that everybody will have on their All-NBA first team. So let me start with this. Ramona, do you and Michael, do you all have LeBron first team all NBA?
Yes, for now.
All right, Michael,
for
you?
Now, we have to see how many games he misses, but yeah.
I'm going to give you my.
Well, Michael, your microphone's not on.
Yeah, it's on.
Hey,
okay.
Oh, there I am. There I am.
There you are.
I had my microphone sticking up in the air.
All right, so Michael, do you have LeBron first team all
yeah,
NBA?
Yeah, I got him on my first team, but I'm going to go third team to first team.
All right, no, wait a minute. Don't
you're going to go backwards.
Yeah. No, you want to go – well, let's do first team to third team because I think it gets harder that way.
No, let's go third to first.
All right, go ahead.
Keep the suspense going that way.
What's your third team?
Let Ramona – ladies first.
All right, Ramona, what's your
so
third team?
So I have to go
team?
Third to first? Yeah. Okay. Man, this is hard. All right.
No,
I'm
wait, Michael.
Go.
We're doing this backwards. Hold on. I'm pulling on Audible. We got to go first to third because it's the only way that makes sense. All right. Does everybody have Giannis on their first team?
I do.
Michael?
No.
No. Okay. So that's the first variation. Ramona, you and I have Giannis and LeBron.
LeBron in the forwards.
At the forwards. Michael, who is your first team forward other than LeBron?
Who else but KD, the second best player in the game?
All right, you're picking Durant, even though he's missed more than 20 games.
He's back. Okay.
Now, this is where I think we're going to differ. My first team center is Nikola Jokic, who, by the way,
I think
is going to win the MVP.
Well, it's like you don't pay no attention to the other half of the court.
Okay, so, Michael, I'm guessing your first team center is Joel Embiid?
Yeah.
Okay, Ramona, how about
Michael,
you?
Michael, mine is Embiid.
Okay.
I think you cannot discount defense and also Philly was the sixth best team in the East last year. They're going to win the East this year. I think that's really impressive. I know
now you guys know that if you go to Vegas and the bookies know this type of thing, Jokic is now the favorite to win MVP. So you would be putting the MVP on your second team.
Yeah, because he's not better than Embiid.
Okay, now the guards get incredibly difficult.
No,
this is hard.
All right, now, Michael, what are you talking about, Michael? We'd spend 20 minutes talking about how hard it is. Now, I have I have Steph Curry as one of mine. Ramona, is Curry on your first team?
He is on my second team.
All right, so, Michael, is Curry on your first team?
Of course. Have you seen what he's doing this year?
I agree with you. Michael, who's your other guard on the first team?
Duh. I mean, come on. Before he got hurt, he was probably the leading candidate for MVP, Harden.
Yep. I have Harden and Dame Lillard on my first team.
Okay. You have Dame and Harden, Ramona. I cannot put Harden first team All-NBA because of what he did.
Oh, please.
Wow.
Oh, get out of your feelings.
To the
your feelings. He wanted
ruined
out
an entire team.
They knew he wanted out. They should have traded him a month before that. He told them that
Michael,
before he reported.
I agree
games.
With Michael.
Come
I
on,
agree.
Grow up, Ireland.
Ramona, I do have, and I can't believe Michael, you got up. You and I are president of the Damian Lillard fan club. I can't believe you bumped Dame off your first team.
Well, because of Harden, he's having a historical year.
I have Dame. All right, so Michael, your first team is Curry, Harden, Embiid, LeBron, and KD.
Duh.
My first team is Curry, Lillard, Jokic, LeBron, and Giannis. And Ramona's first team is Harden, Dame, Embiid, LeBron, and Giannis. Okay.
For now. Yeah. Now, okay.
So this is where it's going to get difficult.
No, it isn't.
All right. Second team, All-NBA. Now, I'm guessing all three of us have Kawhi as one of the forwards on the second team. Michael, do you have Kawhi on your second team?
Of course.
Okay, so I do too. So he takes second team forward spot. Now, My other second team forward, I don't think either one of you will have. My other second team forward is Zion. Do either of you have Zion?
No.
Michael, who's your other
second team?
Michael, who's your other forward?
Giannis.
Okay, well, that's right, because you put KD. Yeah. So you needed to put
Ramon. So I have my other one is Durant. Yeah, I have KD there.
Okay. My second team, the center is easy. My second team center is Embiid, and yours is both Jokic,
Jokic,
right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. Now, second team guards, Michael, this is what we were talking about the other night. This is so hard. All right. I have Harden on my second team. You guys had them both on your first team.
Basketball blasphemy.
And my other one, I guarantee neither one of you will have. I put Donovan Mitchell because he's the best player on the best team.
Do I have either... him not my second team, but I have him third.
Yep. All right, Michael, do you have Mitchell on your second team?
No, I got Beal.
Oh, wow. You put Bradley Beal, who's having a great year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I completely left him off of all my teams.
I did
what?
Too. I know.
Because there's too many great guards. Ramona, who are your second team guards?
I have Luka and Steph.
Okay. Luka and Curry. All right. And Michael, you have Beal and who?
Lillard.
Okay. Michael, you and I both put Luka on the third team.
Yeah, because the other guys are great.
But Luka's so good.
Yeah, but the other ones are better.
Trudell argued
guard
that
is really hard.
Trudell argued with me there's no way we could put on three. Ramona, who are your third team guards?
Donovan Mitchell and Chris Paul.
All right. I also have Chris Paul with Luka. Michael, do you have Chris Paul on your third team?
Mitchell and Luka.
So no Chris Paul for you?
No. He's had a great year, but no. Mitchell, like you said, best team in the league, and he's their leader, and he's playing great. Got to put him on.
And then, Ramona, who is your other guard besides CP3?
Donovan Mitchell.
Okay. And so, Michael, you left Mitchell completely off of – oh, no, you got him on your third team.
Yeah, third team.
Okay. All right, my third team center is Gobert. Same with you guys?
Same.
Nope.
No, Michael, who?
Only, like, maybe next to probably the third most skilled center in the game.
Who?
You guys just overlook him like he doesn't even exist.
Like Anthony Davis?
Vucevic.
Oh, Vuce?
Man, he's having a great year.
Yeah, but that team is 3-6 since he went there.
That's all right, but that boy's playing his tail off.
He is good. I don't hate that pick. That's okay.
Vucevic can play.
All right, now.
He is good.
We're going to differ here. I have Jason Tatum as a third team forward. Do either one of you?
All right.
Yeah, he's my third team along with Zion.
Okay.
I went Paul George and Zion.
Paul George is a guard. Are you going to put him as a forward?
He's listed
as
a guard?
Yeah, he's listed as a shooting guard.
Oh,
I think they'll let you put him at forward, though. Who's your other one beside George?
Zion.
Okay. Michael,
so
you
can't put Paul George at forward? Oh,
no, I don't think so. He's listed as a shooting guard. All right, my forwards besides Tatum, my other one, none of you guys went for this?
Mm-hmm.
Third team?
Jimmy Butler?
No, Trudell has Jimmy Butler's second team.
He could. Yeah, I had a – that was the
I left Jimmy off. I left Jimmy off.
My missed third, a lot. Yeah.
My third team forward, Michael, tell me what you think of this pick. You might shout me down for this one. Julius Randle.
I don't hate that.
Yeah, he's having a good year, but no, I wouldn't have a third team All-NBA.
All right, so
– honorable mention.
All right, my honorable mentions were – I didn't have Durant on anything because he's missed too many games.
Oh, please.
You guys had Durant first team.
You sound like that's the same argument they used to make about Michael Jordan when he got hurt. Oh, he missed it. So what? He's still the best player.
Okay, so I had no Durant, no Jimmy Butler, no Devin Booker. None of us had Kyrie.
No, he's Kyrie's
only Ramona had Paul George.
Yeah.
We all left Jaylen Brown off.
Yep. We left off Ben
Russell
Simmons.
Russell Westbrook. Now, Michael, I'm surprised you left Ben Simmons off because you love Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I love Ben Simmons.
I know.
But it was hard because he's such a good defender, good distributor. He can play. The only thing missing from his game is a jump shot.
But nobody picked Ben Simmons. Zach LaVine, De'Aaron Fox, Trae Young, all out. Westbrook, Michael, nobody picked Westbrook.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to leave Westbrook off.
Good stats.
He's putting up big numbers, but six other guards just been playing.
I know, and they're barely even in the – they're not even in the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
So here was Trudell's. I researched it. Trudell had Curry, Lillard, LeBron, Giannis, and Jokic.
No, that disqualifies him right there, putting Jokic over Embiid.
I put Jokic over Embiid. Second team, he had Harden, Luka, Kawhi, Butler, and Embiid.
You know, Ramona, I said this about Joel Embiid. Now, think about his size, right? He's the size basically of Shaq, right?
Yep.
He is the most gifted big man we've ever seen in the NBA. No other center could do what he does.
I mean, but Michael,
for his size.
Isn't part of your... your legacy, your availability, and he's hurt every single year.
Yeah, but that doesn't diminish his skills, Ireland.
It does, because he doesn't play in big games.
Well, in the playoffs, he does. What are you talking about? He's in the playoffs.
He came back. He had a terrible knee injury there with a bone bruise. He came back before he could even do 5-on-5 to just get back out there.
You know, Michael, he doesn't even qualify for any of the awards because he's missed so many games.
He's still the best big man in the game.
What do you mean he doesn't qualify?
What do you mean?
Why not?
Duh.
No, he hasn't played because you got to play a certain amount of games. Michael.
Do you know how unstoppable he is? Have you been watching him this year?
Okay,
he's toying with the NBA.
Michael.
He's toying with these big guys.
He's played in 36 games.
Goodness.
Jokic has played in 54.
I don't care.
What? Okay, so you're saying if he played in 10 games, you would make him first-team All-NBA.
I could have played in a million games, and Kareem could have played in one, and he's still better than me.
Michael, using your logic, all right, that it doesn't matter how many games you play in.
Right.
Why isn't Anthony Davis on one of your All-NBA teams?
Well, because he's missed 5 months of the season.
So is Jokic. So is Embiid.
No, Embiid's missed 2 weeks. What are you talking about?
Embiid has missed 20 games.
No, 18.
What? Oh, what?
And how much does Davis miss? If Davis was healthy, he'd be on my first team.
Right, but I'm just saying, what if Embiid had played, he's played in 36 games.
Yeah.
How few games would he have to play in before you would do to him what you're doing to AD?
72-game schedule. He's got to play in at least 50. And he'll do that.
He ain't making it to 50. There are 18 games left. You think he's going to play in 14 of them?
What, are you hoping he gets hurt again?
I'm not. No, I'm going to say they're going to load manage him.
I think he will.
By the way, I think you guys are going to, you know, Tim Bontemps has his MVP story where he's done all the voters. There can't be, Embiid can't be the first team center if Jokic is the MVP.
Right.
Why not? It's a difference.
It's never happened.
Okay, what's his name? Giannis was the MVP, right, for two years in a row. Was he a better player than LeBron?
No, or Durant. But Durant didn't play at all last year. You want to put him on one of the teams for not playing at all?
I'm talking about LeBron. Even though Giannis was the two-time MVP, he wasn't better than LeBron.
All right, so who got the most left out, the most screwed in this voting?
Probably Devin Booker.
See, Michael, I can't believe you – do you not – oh, no, you put Donovan Mitchell on your third team.
Yeah, third team. Booker is my biggest omission. Because, you know, Phoenix is a legit team now, and he's their leader. He's their best player, so I hated leaving him off.
My biggest omission is Durant.
I can't believe you don't have KD. Let me look at how many he's played. Let's look at how many games
But Michael's talking out of both sides of his mouth.
No,
you're saying that you're punishing Anthony Davis, who's one of the best players in the league, because he hasn't played.
Right.
And Durant and Embiid haven't played either.
And Anthony won't play for... We think maybe another
Michael,
few weeks.
You're rewarding Kevin Durant for playing in less than half the games.
Yeah, he's that good.
He's played in 21
games.
Yeah, but now he's back full strength, and he hasn't missed a beat.
But wait a minute. He's played in 21 games.
He's that good.
Anthony Davis isn't that good?
That's Anthony's missed more times.
And he actually didn't have that good of a year so far. That's the thing.
But Michael's point is it doesn't matter because he's that good. No. Michael, Anthony Davis has played in two more games than Durant. Anthony Davis has played in 23 games, and you completely left him off all your teams.
Yeah.
Durant has played in 21, and you put him on your first team.
Because he's that great.
But Anthony Davis isn't?
KD's arguably the best player in the game when he's healthy.
But he's not healthy.
He is now.
How did he look on Saturday when we had him?
Well, he's right now, you know what he's doing? He's played 26 minutes, has 31 points.
Anthony Davis has played in 23 games. Kevin Durant's played in 21, and Michael's putting him on his first team.
KD is that great, man.
All right, coming up next, game of games. It's Ramona's game, which means it's either going to be great.
No.
Or just a train wreck. Michael will play. Lindsay will play. Jorge Zay and I'm in. We'll do it next, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, it's time for Game of Games. It's Ramona's game today, which means anything can happen. Whenever Ramona does a game, it often goes sideways. Game of Games is sponsored by PowerPro Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They're my plumber. They want to be yours, too. Call 800-584-4116 or visit PowerProPlumbing.com.
Are you saying Ramona confuses the contestants?
She confuses herself often. But, Ramona, your last game, whatever that was pretty good. So I'm hopeful.
It was pretty good. It is hit or miss, though.
What do you got for us today?
Depends on my inspiration and execution. Okay, so I was inspired last night by Mr. Steph Curry, who broke Wilt Chamberlain's record for all-time points for the Golden State Warriors franchise. Now, Wilt Chamberlain obviously scored a lot more points for other franchises, but Steph passed his record of 17,783 points last night. He had his 53 spot in that game against Denver. So I'm going to make the game. I'm going to have facts about Wilt and facts about Steph. You have to guess which is which, okay? We have 9 questions. Michael, you have to go last, okay?
All right.
Because I think that you will know a lot of these. So you have to go last, okay?
All right, what do you got?
All right. Number one. When he decided to forego his final season of college eligibility, he sold the news to a magazine for $10,000. Is that Steph Curry or Wilt Chamberlain? Ireland.
That is Wilt.
Okay. Linz?
That's what I was going to say, too, because I feel like if it were Steph Curry, I would have heard about it.
Okay.
Jorge?
I'm going Wilt.
Okay. And Michael?
Got to be Wilt.
It's Wilt. Wow, I thought you guys would get that wrong.
No,
$10,000 when he was a senior at Kansas? That's a lot of money.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. One year, when he got tired of the narrative that he was just a great scorer, he decided he would lead the league in assists, and he did. He led the league in assists, with 702, and an average of 8.6 assists a game. Is that Wilt or Steph?
Lindsay.
Wilt.
Jorge.
Wilt.
Okay.
I'm also going Wilt. Michael.
Yeah, Wilt. Boy, Lindsay, you know your sports.
Sure do.
This was supposed to be a hard one.
No,
you guys are right.
Yeah.
You guys are too good. All right.
Duh.
Okay.
Everybody may go 9 for 9 in this game,
I know. Are these too easy? I don't know. Okay.
So far.
He went his entire career without fouling out of a game. Is that Wilt or Steph?
Jorge.
Well, considering Steph Curry is still playing.
we'll just all say
Wilt.
Well, so
far.
Right.
Yeah, we'll all say
okay.
Wilt.
Yeah,
all right, you guys are right. Okay, maybe this is a bad game.
No, keep going.
Or should I phrase it? He went. Okay, I guess it was the way I wrote it. Okay.
I'm sure it's going to get harder.
Well, one's alive and one's dead. I have to be careful how I write the question.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's a good question right there. One's alive and one's dead.
This may be the only game in Game of Games history where no one misses any question.
All right. Okay. All right. He not only loves cars, he can fix them himself. Is that Wilt or Steph?
Lindsay.
Well, considering one's dead and one's alive, I'm going with Steph Curry.
All right.
I'm going Steph.
I will also go Steph. Michael.
No, I'm going to go Wilt. I've never seen Steph at being a mechanic.
Thank God Michael got this one right.
Yes.
He's right.
Duh.
Wilt loved cars.
Yeah.
He was cruising
but you
around
asked that in
like
a present tense.
Yeah,
yeah,
I had
did.
To write it a
you
little
did.
Different. You guys
okay.
think you're so
I,
smart.
I don't
you're
going to
catch
see
me
Mike...
in my grammatical.
Okay, I don't see Michael missing one, so that may determine the game. What's next?
That might determine. All right.
We're going to make Michael
basketball.
Go first.
Okay. He grew up playing basketball on a court his grandfather built so his dad wouldn't get eaten by bears. Is that Wilt or Steph?
Michael.
Oh, come on.
Michael, Wilt, or Steph?
Man, that's a good – now, this was tough because
– these are good, right?
Yes, because Steph grew up in rural North Carolina. Are there bears outside of Charlotte? And Wilt grew up in – where did Rope grow up? In Philadelphia?
Grew up in Philadelphia. Yeah.
So there are no bears. That's got to be Steph.
Thanks for the help, Michael.
I know. I was like, this is why you should make Michael go last.
Yeah, because there are no bears in Philly.
I would have come to the same logic. I'm going Steph. Where they,
right
yeah,
by the mountains.
Steph,
right by the mountains.
Steph.
All right, we're all going
yeah,
Steph.
Yeah, it's Steph.
Yeah.
Michael helped you guys out with
right.
that one. All right.
Right.
Okay.
So that's
let me
see a bear in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's right. It's in North Carolina.
Duh.
Okay. There was a really good story on ESPN like 5 years ago about this. Okay. His biggest pet peeve was when people sneeze without covering their nose. Is that Wilt or Steph?
Hmm. Michael, go first.
Oh, that's definitely Wilt. I think he was a germaphobe like me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm agree with Michael.
I'll go Steph on this one, Steph.
I have to catch Wilt at some point. Michael would know if Michael knows Steph pretty well. I'm going to stick with Michael and say Wilt.
Okay, it's actually Steph.
Really?
Yes. I heard that in one of those like Warriors Q&A's that they put up on the video boards.
Okay.
Oh, he said, what's your biggest pet peeve? And he said, when people sneeze without covering their nose.
All right, so here's
pretty
the
good.
Theory.
Okay.
Jorge and Michael have 5, and Lindsay and I have 4.
All right.
See, okay, these are the ones that really could be anyone, okay?
Okay.
His worst habit is eating candy.
Worst habit is eating candy. Jorge.
I'll say Wilt.
Michael.
Well, it's definitely Steph, because I heard Aisha complain about this. So Steph.
Okay.
Lindsay?
Yep, going with Michael's answer.
I'm going with Michael as well. He's got inside
Michael,
knowledge.
Michael, do you want to win the game or not? Don't tell everybody what you're doing.
Yeah, right, I remember Steph, her complaining about that. Yeah,
right, so
yeah, it's his,
six,
and his favorite candy is
5.
A snack from it's a snack from a place called Maynard's, which is a fuzzy peach candy made in Canada. Did you know that one? Okay, all right, here we go.
How many are left, Ramona?
Two more. Okay. Before he was a basketball player, track and field was his sport. His personal best in the high jump was 6 feet 6 inches. He also ran the 400 in 49 seconds.
All right, Michael, do not editorialize. Just say Wilt or Steph.
Wilt. All right, then. I'll just be quiet and go Wilt.
I'm going Wilt.
I'm also going Wilt. Lindsay?
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, you guys have seen that. You can't let Michael go first. Yeah.
No, but if we don't let him go first, then he just goes off of our answers.
No, I don't, because I know this stuff about Wilt.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, okay. All right, last question. All right. In an effort to get her son to cut down on turnovers, his mother started charging him $100 per turnover. And at the end of the season, he bought his mother something with the money that accumulates from the turnover fines. Is that Wilt or Steph?
I'll go first. That's Steph. Lindsay?
Yeah, that's Steph.
Steph.
Yep, Michael?
Yep, Sonia definitely said that. She made that statement public.
All right, okay, so Michael wins.
Yes!
Yes, Michael got 8 out of 9. That Ramona, that game was a dud because...
No, not so good. I know, it's because Michael's too good.
Michael knows Steph. He's a splash father. Yeah. How would Michael...
I didn't think he would get the one about the playing in the court with the Bears and the sugary snacks.
Yeah. Perfect.
Well, that's easy. Yeah. He's from rural North Carolina or city of Philadelphia. Where are you going to find a bear?
Yeah, the famous Philadelphia Bears.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. By the way, Michael, who is going to play in this game tonight?
Bunch of scrubs.
The Hornets are missing 4 starters.
Yeah.
The Lakers are missing 3, especially if Drummond doesn't play. And now Markieff Morris has a sprained ankle. Who's the leading scorer in this game tonight?
Oh, my gosh.
Caldwell Pope. He'll get 30 tonight. He's going to he's going to bomb away.
I'm going to say Talen Horton Tucker.
Yeah, he'll put up a lot, but I think Pope will come out firing. By the way, my game is on Thursday. You going to be here Thursday, Momo?
I'm here all week.
Oh, good. So it'll be, since we're playing the Celtics, it'll be Boston Laker trivia stuff.
All right. Okay.
Hey, Michael, can I make a request with that game? Can you make some of it like current? Current stuff?
But Lindsay,
not from like the 70s?
But George got Jesus. He's in current, right?
Right.
2,000 years old, and George knew about Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
But Jesus.
That's right. Jesus.
That's funny.
But no, it's like these are both historic franchises, Lindsay. You are a sports fan. You know your sports. You should be able to get Celtic and Laker trivia easily.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Michael, remember the other day we were talking in the game about the Brooklyn Nets having 41 all-star appearances?
Yeah.
On their team, and I said, there's no way that any team would ever have more in the history of the NBA. You know, I was wrong.
Who had more?
You actually announced and played against some of these teams. Okay, the team with the most had 56.
56.
Any idea who it was?
Was it the Celtics of the 80s?
No. It was the Boston Celtics in 2010, 2011.
What?
That's what I said too. So here was the team. Shaq had 15, Kevin Garnett 14, Ray Allen 10, Paul Pierce 9, wow. Jermaine O'Neal, and Rajon Rondo also appeared in All-Star games. They had 56 total All-Star appearances.
Wow, yeah, that's got to be an NBA
Isn't
record,
crazy?
Right? Wow.
It is. Yeah, it's an NBA record. And then second was 43. And then that team was fourth with 41. By the way, the 2004 Lakers had 41 with Karl Malone, Shaq, Gary Payton, Kobe,
Gary
and
Payton.
Horace Grant.
Yeah.
What about the one with Nash, Kobe, Dwight, Kobe, Dwight, and Powell?
Yeah, not in the top five.
Wow.
Yeah, so crazy. All right, coming up next, Spock and the Jock.
Yes.
Alan Sweela is going to come in and do the show with Mike. Hey, Michael, is the Gus's there yet?
It's on the way. Adam went to pick it up.
All right, it's a Gus's Fried Chicken night. Very exciting. Lakers, Hornets, 3:30 pre, 5 o'clock tip. Ramona and I will talk to you tomorrow on 710 ESPN.